The government issued its version of a good news, bad news report today. The Labor Department said the nation's unemployment rate held steady last month at 4%. That is in line with the average for all of last year, which saw the lowest unemployment since 1969. But the monthly report also contained new evidence of an economy that is slowing down. NPR's Jack Speer has details.
The unemployment rate, the headline number in the December jobs report, was only part of the story. Analysts who are paid to make sense of the data found disconcerting evidence just beneath the surface. The economy continued to create jobs in December, but at an anemic pace. Workers were also putting in far fewer hours. Lyle Gramley, a former Federal Reserve Board member who now consults for the Mortgage Bankers Association, says the report has slowdown written all over it.
Payroll employment number went up 105,000, but the private payroll employment rose only 49,000, and there was considerable weakness in the manufacturing sector. Manufacturing employment declined by more than 60,000. There was a big reduction in the length of the work week. Taking those two together, the aggregate hours worked in the manufacturing sector were down almost 2.5%, the biggest decline we've seen since January 1982.
Manufacturing has been stumbling since the middle of last year, but the trouble has since spread to other sectors of the economy. David Weiss is chief economist with Standard & Poor's. He says the employment report is considered important by the Federal Reserve, but it's not the latest word on the economy.
Employment, and especially the unemployment rate, is a bit of a lagging indicator. What they're looking at are the leading indicators like expectations, consumer sentiment, sales, and those really dropped off a cliff in December.
The disappointing jobs report comes just 2 days after the Fed surprised Wall Street with a significant rate cut of half a point. Weiss says he sees nothing in today's news that will discourage the Fed from trimming rates further.
I think the Fed's going to be lowering interest rates again about as soon as they can. Unless you see a big reversal in the new data that we get during January, I think they're going to cut interest rates again at their next meeting, which is the end of this month.
Bad news about the economy has piled up in recent months. Soaring energy prices, manufacturing declines, a tumbling stock market, and a lackluster Christmas shopping season. Economist Lyle Gramley says the economy is in a potentially dangerous place.
A process is underway that has led us perilously close to the edge of recession. I think we're going to avoid a recession. I think the chances are less than 50-50 that we will slip into recession. But the odds of recession are uncomfortably high. And that's why the Fed moved the way it did.
After a brief bout of euphoria following the Fed's rate cut this week, Wall Street investors have returned to their bearish ways. The markets found nothing encouraging in the unemployment report. Stocks moved lower at the open, and the major indexes closed down sharply for the day. Until the next Fed meeting later this month, attention on Wall Street will likely turn to the incoming Bush administration and its push for a major tax cut. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.